now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and today let's talk about life, about how people can, rise above the muck and the mire and succeed in life instead of failing. Look at how people fail. Have you ever wondered why people, seemingly decent people, fail? How many of you know, have a brother or a sister or a classmate, nice guy, nice gal, when you were in school or if you are in school, and before you know it, they're on drugs or they're in a gang, and before you know it, they do something dumb, get themselves in trouble, end up in jail, you know, that sort of thing. Or some young lady, you know, she meets a guy and he's the wrong guy, and everybody can see that he's the wrong kind of guy, but she gets involved with him, and before you know it, they're living together, and then he's abusive, and you know, that sort of thing. So you see mistakes everywhere. You see seemingly really nice people that have a lot of money and a lot of things and a lot of career and a lot of wonderful things, then you find out, and then they get divorced, you find out they hate each other, or they're doing bad things behind each other's backs. It seems like we have this thing where we just fail. Now, why is that, ladies and gentlemen? Does anybody start off to be a failure? Does anybody begin life early and say, hey, I want to be a failure? No. We all start off life as innocent little children, happy and carefree and full of life, and brilliant when we're little kids. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. See, and who, you know, when you look at a little kid, you think, you wonder why this person could be an Einstein or a Mozart or something. And then years later, you see him sitting around smoking marijuana and listening to rock music, or in a gang, or in jail, or drinking too much, or fighting with their wife or husband. You see? Something has gone wrong. Well, what has gone wrong, ladies and gentlemen, is that we leave behind our first estate, and we become adapted to a lowly world order. We become adapted to a lowly way of being that is animal, and behind the animal stands a dark spiritual dimension. You see, let me give you an example. You see, when you look at a plant, for example, okay, let me put it another way. Our closest relative is God. Maybe you never thought of that before, but that's true. Our closest relative is God. We're created in his image and likeness. But when you look at people and you see how they live and how they act and how they behave, you could hardly imagine that that's the case. But he is our closest relative, but we have obviously fallen far away from him. Now, to a certain extent, we inherit fallen life. When you're born, kind of as a little ego animal, and so it's perfectly natural, and it's perfectly normal and right, actually, for you to grow up as a little ego animal. So you run around and you explore God's great green earth, and you have adventures, and you enjoy all the things of childhood, and you react to things and get excited and have fun, you know, all that kind of stuff that kids do. Well, that's perfectly normal. And then you have, squabbling, you have sibling rivalry, and, you know, kids arguing with each other and teasing and, you know, all that stuff. It's not in excess. It's, you know, it's to be expected. You can't really stop it, as long as you make sure it doesn't get too in excess. You know, as a parent, you got to watch out, make sure there's not too much tease, which there usually is. You know, keep it to a minimum, but that's what kids kind of seem to thrive on. They need, you know, challenges and teases and so on. So that's what we inherit. But then you see what happens. If we don't get beyond that, then we reach our zenith, and then we begin to descend, and then we deteriorate and deteriorate and deteriorate. So, what is the answer, ladies and gentlemen? I'll tell you after this very important announcement. Please listen.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals, But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo, and what am I? Well, I'm actually an unpaid minister. Yes, I'm an unpaid minister. I don't get paid for this, and yet that's what I am. I talk about religion. I talk about God. I understand these things thoroughly. See, I'm very blessed. I'm about as, you know, I'm sure there are other people like me, but I'm very close to you know, natural, what's the word I want? Not unadorned, but just natural religion, basic religion of the purest, of the most simple form. Okay? And I can talk about these things. See, there's some very nice people around. So there's people that are a lot nicer than I am, but they don't have the opportunity, or they may not be able to speak about it as I do. So I'm blessed. And you're lucky that you can hear me, although you don't appreciate me. You don't appreciate me, but I am nevertheless here because there might be someone who comes along who does appreciate what I have to say. Now, what was I saying? I was saying that we humans are born as failures, ego animals, and then we continue to deteriorate and we get worse. See, so from being a naughty little ego, we become a big ugly ego, and then we become a witchy, judgmental ego, or a dirty old man ego. You see what I mean? We degenerate. Not to mention all the health problems and all the other things we bring upon ourselves through a wrong way of living. So there has to come a certain point after we've reached our zenith as an ego that there comes a time of questioning, when we would like to start to make a return trip to God, to find God, who is our closest relative. Now, what I was going to say earlier is that if you look at a plant, for example, a tree or a bush, flower, you see that they have leaves, and their closest relative is the sun. The plant lives from the sun. The plant puts out his leaves, its leaves, absorbs the warmth of the sun, warmth and light of the sun, which is like love. And this love from the sun is good plant and nurtures it. See? So the plant is firsthand gets warmth and love and light from the sun. Then animals, they get energy secondhand. They have to eat a plant or eat another animal or a plant. See, they don't get directly from the sun. They don't relate directly to the sun. And we humans, we have animal bodies, so we have to eat plants or meat, you know. But the point that I'm getting at is there has to be some sort of a love for our soul. Some sort of a love from our soul that would be good for us. Now look at worldly love. Now that love would be from God, wouldn't it? If you got love from God in the same way that a plant gets love from the sun, then you'd be back where you belong. And you'd be happy, and you'd be fulfilled, and you'd be complete, and all the good that you would do, just like a plant. Look at a plant. After he gets the light from the sun and the warmth of the sun, then plants make beautiful tomatoes and carrots and apples and bananas and all kinds of wonderful things, and flowers, roses and violets. And look at the wonderful, wonderful things that come from the plant. Well,
just think of how wonderful your life would be if you lived in love and light and truth, and that everything you did would have love and light and truth in it. So you would become an expression of, an extension of, and what you did would be an outflowing from this love and light that you have within, which you get directly from God. You see? Well, I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, that is absolutely possible, and that's the way it's supposed to be. Now, unfortunately, a lot of people, they have a hypnotic relationship with a church, for example, where they get all caught up in music and all caught up in study and all caught up in chapter and verses and externalities and rituals and so on, you see, and personalities and people. Or they have a pretend relationship. You know, they imagine, you know, like when you were a kid, you imagine, you know, well, if he was my girlfriend, she were my girlfriend, then we could do this or do that. You know, you have pipe dreams, or if he were my boyfriend. You know, that sort of thing, where some people have an imaginary relationship with God that way. But I say there's a real relationship, a real one, just like the plant has a real relationship with the sun. Now, you find it within. Here's a couple of hints. Number one, you find it within, not in the world. You don't need an intermediary. Number two, it's silent and it's wordless. God's inner light is wordless. It's silent. And when you sense God's inner light, you actually, now, in your fault, you know, now, guilty as you are for the errors that you have made, see, as a creature of the world, you cannot help yourself but be drawn to the world, because those are the nutrients and the elements with which your ego builds itself. See, now you have this ego that's like this little king with a little crown on it, kind of twisted sideways, doesn't fit quite right. And there you are on your little throne, your ego, see? So you need your things. You need your substances and your things and your drinks and your different fancy foods and your marijuanas and your drugs and your music and your entertainment, and you need other people to say you're wonderful, you're looking good, you're doing wonderful, you're a nice person. You need all of that, see, to maintain your kingly ego. Because if that stuff were withdrawn, then you would immediately be stricken and see yourself for what you are. You know, like the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain. So that's why you need the world. And you, in your fallen condition, you cannot help yourself. That's all. And so for a spell, for a while, that's okay. But like I said, there comes a time in life, a time of questioning. See, a time of questioning, a time of searching, not for everybody, but for some of us who want to find real answers, who want to... Well, what we're really looking for is God, but we don't know that at the time. We just know that we're looking for something that's true, something that's real, something that's not phony, something we can trust. And what we're really doing is we're looking for God. You see? Now, you find Him within, and it happens when you really, 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 really want to know the truth, and you're willing to admit some things. So when you become aware in God's light that you've made some boo-boos, you know, you hated your mom, you resented your dad, and so on, things like that, that the pain that conscience brings, instead of hating it, you bear it, because it's the truth. I'll be right back. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's R-O-L-A-N-D. Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. So perhaps you can see that sincerity is needed. And without sincerity, it won't work. But for the sincere seeker, you begin to discover that God, speaks to you, not with words. Not with words, but he shines his light, the inner light. He shines a light upon things. So you can kind of, see what is true from what is not true. But when you first start to become aware of conscience again, intuition, this inner light, it feels like it's like intuition. Like when you were a little kid, you had it, you didn't even know you had it because you weren't guilty at that time. But then as you went out in the world and you were hateful and mean and spiteful and you resented people and you judged people and you took advantage and you were phony with people and you that kind of stuff that we all do. Well, before you know it, you weren't a friend of intuition anymore, and so it began to feel like conscience. And being prideful, remember what I said about the little king or little queen sitting on her throne with a little crown on her head that's kind of twisted sideways? And you're there trying to make everything work out just right, and everything you want to organize and plan and scheme everything so that you'll look good and save face. And the harder you try, the harder it is to control everything. And before long, it all starts to fall apart. Well, what you need is to stand back and see that that's what you've been doing. But instead of resenting yourself or resenting seeing it, just bear that plain and simple truth. And then maybe what you could do is listen to the meditation that we have, because it helps, it teaches you how to sit still and refine your intuition. And when you yield to your intuition instead of fighting it, and you're willing to have your pride humbled a little bit, well, lo and behold, it won't feel like conscience anymore. It'll become a friend again. It's called a repentance. But now perhaps you can see what we're talking about. I'm showing you, how we become failures. Because, Adam fell away from God through doubting God, through reaching for the forbidden fruit of knowledge. And that's what we're still doing today. We reach for knowledge. And we want to go our own way and turn our back upon God. And you see the result. So the only answer then is to go the other way, which is, instead of turning our back upon him, to welcome him, But we can't make it happen. We can only be willing for it to happen and then kind of wait and hope that he makes himself known to us ever so gently. Now, meditation that we have, I have an introductory version of it, which you can listen to at our website for free. And it's actually good enough. And it's free. And if you go to my website and look at some of the blogs, go into the archives, you'll see lots and lots and lots of articles. Excellent ones, blogs. And, if you were to practice a little meditation and read some of my things, well, you'd be starting anew, afresh, in the right way. Now, after having failed many times miserably, you become afraid of failing, so you don't do anything, and you hide, or else you become resentful and you hate yourself and you feel like throwing in the towel. You see all these different variations of constant struggle, struggling. Now the world out there, the world that you see out there, where you see the movers and shakers and the people that appear to be so wonderful and so great, and they're all there to tempt you. And the voice of the world, the spirit of the world, the spirit of, you could say the spirit of the Antichrist or the spirit of the Garden of Eden, the serpent of old, is still there, telling you to be ambitious, to try hard, to study, to get degrees, to get knowledge, to do more, to be better. It's always egging you on. And even in your mind, the spirit of the world is in there, and it talks to you, It talks to you, and it eggs you on. Well, what I say is you must learn to stand back and observe all the teas and challenge and temptations and just let them pass. Learn how to become still before the truth. I'll be right back. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. As I said, I'm an unpaid minister. I don't have a church, so I'm non-denominational. You can't belong to my organization. I have not, and I don't want anything from you, and I do this as a labor of love. See, that's the beautiful part, and I don't have a lot of money either. So I do this as a labor of love, and I don't want anything from anybody. So, you know, that's a little different, isn't it? See, I don't even want to hear from, of course, if somebody sent me something to help keep the program on the air, well, of course, that would be nice. But otherwise, I don't particularly want anything other than for you to benefit from what I have to say. So what could you do? Well, you know, now, what you could do is you could get my meditation, listen to the introductory version, practice it a little bit, then get the full version with the booklet. Get a couple of my books, like Becoming a Friend of God. That is really an excellent book, Becoming a Friend of God. And I have another book called The Best of Roland. I have a book, Healing from the Inside, Spiritual Help for Broken People, Healing from the Inside. Oh, I've got so many wonderful books. And I have a book about marriage. My husband and I argue all the time. I've got all these wonderful books. You know, if you were smart, you'd get the books. They're available now in ebook. You could, you know, get one or two of those in ebook form, get the meditation, read some of my stuff, and you'd be on your way. Practice the meditation. It'd be so good. You'd be so smart if you did that. But, you know, people don't want to do it. Because why? Because, well, to that, see, as long as we want to be prideful, then what I have to say sounds like a wet blanket. I mean, it's like a wet blanket upon all their designs and schemes. But for the sincere in heart, they hear what I say. It's a little bit painful, but they listen anyway because they know that it's true. So if you want to go to my website, the best way is just to go to CoachRoland.com. That's the easiest way, CoachRoland.com. And from there, you can click on this and click on that, and before long, you'll figure it all out. I've got a lot of neat blogs, different resources, things you can order, books, e-books, some handsome printed books you can get there. I think, you know, they average around $20 for a nice printed book from Cafe Press. They're beautiful. If you like, I'm the kind, I like to have a book. In the morning, I like to go somewhere and sit quietly in a coffee shop with a book and a notebook. And a book, and read a little bit of a book, like one of mine, for example, Becoming a Friend of God. Read a little bit of it, and then all of a sudden you'll realize something, and you realize a little something, and then you get out your pen, and then you can write down, you can, you know, follow, you can expand upon what you began to realize, and you'll see a lot of things about yourself, about life, and it's so such a beautiful way to start the day. However, you know, getting the e-book is cheaper, so you can certainly do that. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. My name, Roland Trujillo. I am 59 years old, almost 60. I've been on the air for 20 years. I taught at a university for 20 years. So I've been basically teaching for, well, actually 30 years, but on the air 20 years. I have all these books and these resources, and I help people. I was on the air mostly in San Francisco for a long time, then on the shortwave. I've been in Pennsylvania, Florida, where else? Alabama, Georgia, Louisiana. Now I'm on Blog Talk Radio around the world. So I've been around, ladies and gentlemen. Still here, and I can see that what I said 20 years ago is just as true today as it was 20 years ago.
The only difference is I say it better now. And the other thing is that I keep it simple. My message is so simple. It's always like milk. You know, Paul at some point said that he said, you know, you guys should be ready for, you know, meat and potatoes now, but you still need milk because you haven't progressed. Well, I'm still offering milk and honey for the people that are just getting started. And so that is what I've been called to do, and so that's what I do. There's plenty of meat and potatoes in my books and so on, but on the air, it's milk and honey. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Roland, and I'll be right back. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to encourage you to get some milk and honey. Listen to the meditation that I've made. Read some of my articles. And then perhaps you'll be able to make a start of it, a new life. And then you'll be ready for the beautiful, steak and the potatoes later. Oh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. And so please go to CoachRoland.com. And I thank you for listening. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.